Hello and welcome to Upon a Cthulhu, Season 4, Blister Critters. So, this world is essentially a Saturday night cartoon from what the creators have said. Everyone is playing a 1-foot-tall critter of some sorts, and humanity has disappeared. Nobody knows where, nobody knows why, it just happened with what they call the Great Poof. Critters have become sentient in the meantime and have grown blisters, which give them weird and wonderful powers, along the lines of Brawler, Chatter, Dasher and Thinker. For the moment, there might be more later on. Every time they get a level up, they grow some sort of new horrible pustule blister, which gives them another power down that route. Achieving 9 blisters is the maximum you can go. Any further than that, they become a monster themselves. Keep that in mind. Start off with, who's going to introduce their characters first? Go Flower, let's go you first.
What the hell was that noise?
I was laughing.
Really?
Exasperated laugh.
Ah, solid start, chaps.
Where was I going to say? My little character is called Manny Manure. He's a little skunky dude with a little woolly jumper and a little straw hat. He likes to stay out in the garden, but he's a bit of a chatter, but he keeps to himself because he knows how much he stinks.
And Carmen.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in. I'm playing Gertrude this season, which I am slightly honoured by. This is our fourth season now for Gertrude.
Yeah.
In the cast, so hopefully going to do it proud. Always it's broad. It's going to be the Brawler for Gertrude, but this time I'm going to be playing a bit more arranged. But she's definitely got a temper on her, so yeah, she's a porcupine. Not many clothes of a porcupine, but she definitely has a spiky figurement.
I'll add another little bit into this. Each character has their own kind of role, essentially. Fashionista, boss, class clown, fang solo, hugger, know-it-all. Gives them each a little bonus in something. Kind of sets the tone of how the character should feel and how they should run. Carmen, what was your one? Your role?
Yeah, my blister path is a brawler.
The role?
Yeah, that's the rage guy.
Yes, rage guy. Can you explain?
Loose cannon. So I get a berserk rage. When in combat, I can burn 4 grit to attack twice in a round. But by having this perk, I make each scrap check with a disadvantage, but my damage checks with advantage. Also, as another drawback, as a wild animal, whenever you encounter a new critter, your immediate disposition towards them is hostile. If your grit is below half rounded down, you must pass a +7 vibe check to not attack them. My grit is my health, I think.
Now, grit is a made-up currency in this game. It's essentially your willpower to some extent. It's expendable. Yeah, stamina, expendable and recoverable at some sort of rest, I think.
Your health is one marked HEA, Carmen.
Yes, I just read that. Leave me alone.
Cap, away we go. Tell us a bit more about your character. Tell us about your character.
All right, I will be playing Jacob. He is a bunny. A bunny wabbit. He's a rugged, weather-worn rabbit. He is sort of orange in colour, but some grey coming through, as he is probably the oldest of the crew. He is a veteran of the Lapistan conflict, where he served as a squad leader in reconnaissance. He has a sensitive stomach, which is part of his animal talent. He likes his food. So good food's going to be something that he's going to be looking for. He is a stomper as well. Attacks made using his powerful hind legs will inflict additional damage. His role is the boss. He has a perk called Commanding, which is an advantage to vibe checks made against your packmates. And his drawback is that he believes his own bullshit. He's going to be over-eager to offer his own solutions. So there's going to be a vibe check for that if that happens during the playthrough. His blister path is Dasher, which gives him the bob and weave. He is swift as the wind. He takes a permanent +2 to dodge checks.
Very nice. So, going to go back and forth in between each character, a bit more about the rules, a bit about characters. Recovering health and recovering grit are two very different things. Recovering health requires you to find stuff around the world. Stuff is anything you can think of, ranging from food to weapons to any kind of crap. Recovering grit, basically you just need to sleep. Sleep and eat is basically, essentially, in between each one, you recover a bit.
And that is coffee.
Exactly. Eating food, depending on what the value is, depends on what kind of health back you get back. And with that, Tugan, off you go.
I am the illustrious Richard Gouda Toucan. I am a toucan. I am the know-it-all of the group, and I went down the thicker path. I don't know if there was a college in this world, but if there is, then I went for philosophy, the superior college degree. And because of that, I do believe I know everything. For I am the know-it-all. Just ask me. I know everything.
Fair enough.
Who chooses a philosophy degree these days?
How about you mind your trap and shut your face?
Richard does.
Players will be rolling along the lines of a scrap, scurry, noggin, instinct, and vibe. These are basically blanket terms for a wider range of things. Vibe can be anything from convincing someone to intimidating or just making jokes. Instinct is anything from along the lines of detecting danger to any sorts of tests. Noggin, anything to do with human knowledge, basically, related to stuff. Scurry, anything to do with dodging, sneaking, climbing, shoving, or, you know, pull off a sleight of hand. And scrap, anything to do with combat focus.
So sounds like we're looking at sort of scrap for strength, scurry for, like, either endurance or agility.
Yeah, agility.
Instinct would basically be, like, wisdom. Noggin would be intelligence, and vibe would be charisma.
Yeah. Pretty much. There you go. It's a good good alternative to. Yeah. These are assigned a D10, a D8, or a D6. Each one will have one of those dice, and depending on which you put that in, depends on what you roll. And last but not least, let's go with Jay. What's your character?
My character is Kolaris Set. He is a badger, and a very moody one at that. He prefers being on his own. Badgers are quite burly things, but he's a little bit scrawny than most, so he's a dasher. The same bob and weave that Cap's character has. He is a very contemptible old man kind of character.
Fair enough. So we'll get two old dashers in there.
Yeah. The people that can run in our group are aged old men.
Oh dear.
So what kind of badger are you?
Was that European
a grumpy badger?
Like one of those newfangled American ones.
The do fake. I'll have you know they've been around for quite a long time.
Badgers, they're only studying badgers. Some.
Yes, I hear honey badgers don't care.
I hear they don't count.
Honey badgers don't give no shit. So
I heard a bow watch out says that bird. That's what I hear. I hear that as well.
I hear this word.
So there is one house rule for this game. It's not in the rule set, but I think it'd be interesting to spice things up. Players are not allowed to use real brand names when describing items or any kind of thing they're after, so you have to make it up completely on your own. Failure to do so will result in a 1 damage, or give it to someone else, and it's a 50-50 of 2. Low rolls for now, but we'll see if that scales as you level up. On the other hand, if you do a particularly good one, I might give you an extra re-roll on something. But don't forget, people, you do have your catchphrases that each character should have, and that per episode, for now, it might turn into per area. We'll see. We'll give you a automatic reroll for whatever you need it for.
Can we have any questions? Can we have the house rule scale of meta knowledge? Like the more aware our characters become that they are in a game, the more damage they take.
Don't tell me. Change the damage.
It was like D4. At the end of the game, if someone slips up and says Dr. Pepper, it's going to kill us.
Yeah, it's a nuke.
Oh, his name was Dr. Pepier.
Yeah.
I'd accept that.
It's Mr. Pepper, he doesn't have a degree.
It's Mr. Pepper, thank you very much.
Monsieur Pepper.
For the doctorate.
Doctor was my father.
So, every mid-game, there'll be a ad break, quote-unquote. It's not really a real ad. It's just something to test the players.
Did you tell me already, or are you going to tell us? Because I might be forgetting something here.
No, I did say when we first started to plan this out and all the way through that one of you per episode will be given basically a minute worth of time to make an advert for something, and depending on if I like it or not, and depending if the other team, the rest of the team like it, you might get a benefit from that. You might get an advert, like an extra weapon or stuff or whatever you describe. It depends on how it goes. I mean, if you just start describing a car, then you're not going to get that, obviously.
Fabulous.
So, is there any further questions from anyone before we start?
What is life?
Good question. Nobody knows.
Where are the humans?
42.
The humans have all, as I say, disappeared with a great poof. Nobody knows what that is. It's ambiguous. It's meant to be. It's meant to not have a specific meaning. Think of it what you will. So.
Where do I wake up?
On your way to Skyrim. Is that what you want? Oh, is that what you want?
Not again. Welcome.
You're a captain of the FIFA over there trying to cross the border.
You're finally awake. Oh, kill me now.
Not again. So, not again.
We start in your home area, which is typically called a burrow in this game.
I feel well at home in a burrow.
So, someone tell me, I mean, I know we kind of just set it up as like a mound of bins for one of the games we played this on, but someone tell me what kind of burrow you would all be living in.
You know, I'm a toucan, so I would be in a tree.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll be underneath your tree as a bunny. I will be under the ground in my very palatial burrow that I have adorned with the best tiling and plumbing that is available to us in this world.
And you get annoyed by a bear.
And you're going to have an annoying neighbour, a porcupine. That door is very close to your front door, so there's like a very thin wall between our two apartments. So every time, you hear me kick something.
I'm picturing a hollow tree, because most of us are borrowers. A hollow tree, and we all just accidentally borrowed into like a communal area one day. We're like awkward apartment mates.
I have neighbours now. Great.
That's a good idea. You all live in this tree.
Yeah, we have one communal area and we have our own little separate areas, and the communal area has an old pool table in it.
And Gouda has a pet suite in the tree above us.
That's a big ass fucking tree. So I'm taking it this tree is dead.
Yeah, it's a dead tree and then a burrow, series of burrows underground.
It was alive when I moved in, but all these people keep burying into the fucking roots, what they do, and ruin the tree.
Back in my day, this tree was but a sapling.
It's a boomer!
He's a
boomer. So, as you all have started to notice over time, the surrounding area, like the surrounding town, even though it's been abandoned long ago, starting to flood. It starts to rain heavy. That's normally not a problem, but the water is rising. And it doesn't seem to be going down at any point soon. So anyone want to kind of roll some sort of noggin check to kind of get an understanding of what that could be and how does it affect you as the water starts to rise over time? So let's say about the moment it's about like a foot high.
Okay, so I'm going to start by going, oh, guys, God, the whole reason why I had to break through that wall there to find you here is because, like, my cellar is getting flooded. I had to buy more space to store all my food, which I don't have. So, what? Why all this water here?
It's getting high, baby.
I'm too busy pruning, it seems, because someone else has decided to roll the noggin check. Can we all roll a noggin check?
I mean, yeah, we can, but we're not doing well. But yeah, one or two. Oh, there you go, six.
I shall roll. Oh my goodness.
That's it.
Oof. Yeah. It's technically a four. Clocks. I get a plus one to noggin checks.
Yeah, Cartman, not too bad. That's a five out of six. So obviously, Cartman and Flower are kind of understanding what's going on a little better. But I want to know what the three of you think that obviously failed the check. What do you think is essentially happening here? Do you care? Do you notice?
The only thing I'm worried about is if this starts to rise higher than Gertrude's toilet level, we're going to have some real trouble.
Just a little bit of groundwater making up happens every now and again.
I dare say, if all the bugs that I'd eat get washed out, I would be very upset.
Oh dear. Carmen, you seem to understand that somehow this is not normal. This isn't something that is, something that should be happening about now. You understand that the water, for some reason, does raise a little bit in recent times. Obviously, without humanity there's no flood barriers anymore. But to be raising at the rate it's going and to be spreading as far as it is something of concern. Now, Flower, your character kind of gauges us a bit better. It's,
yes.
You start putting it together that maybe those kind of cracks and rumbles you hear off in the distance might have had something to do with the big wall that seems to be in between two hills. You haven't really been up there or anything, but you notice that it is kind of starting to spew water from all these little cracks that are appearing in this big wall.
Oh, there's holes in the wall. Oh, no. Oh, there's going to be a damn... Oh, there's going to be a breakage. Oh, no.
Oh, I believe I might have a lozenge for your constipation that you seem to be suffering from. Would you like a lozenge?
No, you stupid bird.
A rectal lozenge.
He's talking about the structure. It's breaking. We should be leaving soon.
He seems to be straining really well. Are you backed up? Would you like a lozenge?
Do you want a spike in the ass?
I've already got one, kind of. I have trapped wind. Let's just say I have trapped wind.
Canonical constipation, our real enemy.
But no, see, we're suffering from it!
We're getting water stress on the building, then, are we? So the defense is going to come down.
So what should we do then? Person whose character knows that he's going to come down.
Yeah, it's the person who knows what's happening.
I don't know. I'm just Gertrude. The end is not.
I'm going to die!
I'm just a crazy man.
So whilst the others are freaking out, essentially, you do notice over the next... I'll say it's a couple of days worth of time that the cracks do start getting larger and essentially more water does start pouring out. It's getting to the point where, let's say your little tree is on a bit of a hill. So it's kind of one of the last areas to get wet, but everything else has now kind of created an island around this area.
Well, guys, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be going here because I can't swim too good, so... You coming with me or not?
My crops are gonna go destroyed. I can't have Elizabeth petunias.
Actually, I'll have you know, porcupines are actually very good swimmers.
Yeah, well, I'm not like every other porcupine.
Man, might as water is
the devil for me.
Fair enough. I mean, you are next to a giant tree that you could fell and turn into a boat of some sort, perhaps, and ride the current out.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong, I'm a great swimmer. I just don't like getting wet. It's that thing.
You literally just backtracked on the exact thing you just said that you can't do.
Yes, that's the whole point of it, Tuka. It's an oxymoron.
Your spikes get all floofy.
An oxymoron. Definition. Apparently, lying. You just lie. That's an oxymoron.
Hang on, I need to check the definition of an oxymoron. I'm not sure.
Do we need to
tell
that?
You? I can tell you, lying is not the definition. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you.
I'm pretty sure he's an oxymoron, I don't know.
Oh.
Contradict. So, at least I try to bring the barrier up. Hypocrite. Love lying.
An oxymoron is Cartman on pain pills.
I actually looked up porcupine fun facts. Porcupines are surprisingly good swimmers because their hollow quills help them stay afloat. So your quills keep you from sinking.
Like a very spiky armband or vest. In any case, Glarus is going to pop his head out of the barrel to try and... try and get something fucking moving, I guess. Want to drown here after all.
I mean, I've been trying to go for the last 5 minutes, but you guys just want to, you know, stay here and drown.
You said, does anyone want to go with me? And then immediately said you couldn't swim.
I dare say it is getting quite damp out here.
I didn't say I couldn't swim. I just said I didn't want to get wet.
And with this, all this bickering, you hear a loud crackle from the distance. And what essentially was a large wall to you is a dam. And that dam over these years has burst, finally giving way to the torrent of water that's been keeping back. You do not have long before you essentially get swept away, so you need to work out what you're going to do, how you're going to make either the tree float, hint hint, or find something else.
Good fucking god, I just finished the marble tiling in the bathroom. Jesus.
I'm just going to turn around to Jay and say, hey, now look what you have done. Now we've got to figure out something.
I've done what you've done. In any case, Rabbit, get up here. We don't have a beaver, but you're a rodent, aren't you? Help gnaw this thing down.
Right.
Yeah, come up here and we'll see if we can't get this down. I'll push you, gnaw.
Can I kick? I think I'll try kicking, see if we can dislodge this tree from its roots.
Go for it. Yeah, scrap roll.
Scrap roll here. Right, so I have in my scrap roll d6, so do you just want the d6 to be rolled?
Yeah, roll me a d6.
Alright, Jacob the rabbit scurries his way up the hill to the tree, positions himself and kicks mightily backwards for a 1. Is low good or is high good in this game?
High.
High is best.
Okay, so he fails entirely.
I have to do all this by myself.
And Polaris is going to shoulder charge the tree.
I would say you could all help each other and do it. Yeah, F5, yeah, you'll get
Hold on a second. I do get a bonus to my hind leg attacks. It's plus, is it plus 3 damage?
Oh, yeah. 4. Not bad.
Oh, plus 2. No, hold on.
Well,
it's a plus 2 to the roll.
It is. It's an additional 3 damage. So, yeah, plus 3.
Well, I'm looking for a better success here. I need something a bit better.
Oh, there's somebody just rolled a 6.
Yeah, I mean, if you all said you were working together, you know.
Well, it was one at a time.
Let's get my trusty trowel.
How about a cumulative, buddy?
Cumulative. I dare say my bill is quite hollow, but I am a member of the Woodpecker family. I may be inclined to dent my bill a little bit and chip it away at this tree.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club as well?
Evo.
Go on, Sue. Let's see what you can do.
Scrap?
Yeah.
Yep. Carmen did get a 6.
I break my bill. Oh, God! Oh, Jesus!
So, whilst Manny, Kalaris, and Gertrude are working away quite busily cutting down this tree, the... Jacob and was it Richard Tuchin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, Richard Tuchin.
Dick Guda Tuchin.
Yeah,
Dick Tuchin are doing absolutely nothing. Apart from maybe flapping around and potentially kicking. Not even the tree itself, maybe just a bench.
That's a lovely decorative bench under the tree.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Kicked out the bird out.
Okay. Right, let's see if this works.
Oh!
So, with that...
Oh, wow. Change the thing.
Yeah, it's a bit hit and miss at the moment. You got to give some context.
I wasn't expecting to change the scene.
Oh my god, it turned the grass pink. Everyone, panic!
That is just the start of this game. It's very
kind
of
psychedelic. I am not a Greek god.
What have I been eating?
And you know what? I think now is the perfect time to add in that mid-game ad break. So who's going to be the first victim? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's give it a D5 roll. 5. Jay, you're first.
Presenting Bodger's Buffalo Bollocks, the best meatballs life can offer. Nothing else on the market can compare. This is premium meat from only the bollockest of buffaloes. Out in the fair fields of, Bristol? Sure, that'll do. They're fresh, never frozen, and always delightfully springy. And meaty in texture and flavour. Best buffalo meat find in the world. Bodger's Buffalo Bollocks today.
No, you don't need to write bollocks. That. You don't need to write that down.
Bollocks. Is bollocks with two L's?
Yeah.
So, okay, in your inventory, write down that you have some buffalo bollocks. Just okay. You.
Just me.
No, just Jay.
Why would you... Carpet bastard.
Jay, I'm not going to lie, that was pretty good. Let's say that will give you... I mean... Buffalo bollocks. How much space does your character have to pack things in at the moment?
Jeez. SP at 6, so I have 2, I think.
You have 2 big balls.
All right, I'll tell you what. It would be 2 SP per ball.
Okay, so but just the 1 then.
It will be, let's say, a plus 6 on health. Yeah, I think that's fair enough. If it's one of the first ones. You could always offer the other bollock to someone else if they want it.
I don't think I like any of these people enough to do that.
Right, so you're going to hoard your books.
Yeah.
God.
Make me eyes cry. Don't look in the eyes when you bite it.
This is why I said in the trailer this is going to be fun.
Feel them pop in your mouth.
Bush don't control much.
Juicy.
So, you are all salty set flavor. Off. You're all set sauce. Off in this. Cap, I'm starting to understand how you felt through that last one.
Are you?
It's only just begun.
It's only been fucking 29 minutes.
So far.
You say that, but you were the cause of a lot of that too. So don't even fucking start.
Yeah.
And I loved every bit of it. So, with everything that's happened, you've been set off in this tree. It's carried you for some number of days, as eventually the floodwaters do start to recede in some areas, and you find yourself casually floating down this little kind of river area. And as you're going along, what are you guys thinking? What's the thoughts?
Does anyone know a good pirate song?
My mother told me would buy galleys with gold doors, hail to distant shores.
So, I don't know if you keeping an eye out or.
I think Colaris is grumpily looking off into the distance, seeing when he can get off and get away from anyone.
He's on the prow of the ship, standing there, Captain like a Morgan figurehead style. A great day for sailing!
Well, as you're at the front, you'll see it first as you're going along. There is a. What essentially looks. Why can I not move? That's why.
Is that a crocodile?
Could you let him speak for 5 fucking seconds? He might find out.
Hey, I was being the good pirate and checking out the craziness, and I saw that thing.
We're in a tree.
And we are pretending to be pirates. We're not actual fucking pirates. What the fuck?
I wouldn't give you props if you just said the toucan nest.
Yeah. I mean, at least I'm trying to, props. Try.
Lie? Again?
God.
You're a composite lying bastard.
This Gertrude's a... what do you call it? Pathological liar. New character trait added.
Since when has Gertrude's personality been a pathological liar? I'm really concerned.
The whole time she's never actually been buff, she's been wearing a muscle shirt.
Like the arms from SpongeBob. He has like the inflatable arms. Like,
yeah. Hoo, hoo.
And for the ladies, Harry.
So, yes, you do indeed bump into a croc that's just kind of lazily sleeping in the middle of this river. Now, you've got a couple of options. You could see how about getting around it. I mean, the rest of the ground here is so boggy that if you put into it, you'll know you'll sink right down and you will probably end up drowning. So the tree is your best bet. But with this croc in the way, kind of slowing your pace down, you can't really go anywhere.
So are you saying that we can't go around it, we can't go over it, we've got to go through it? Sorry. I'm not the only one who got that reference.
Oh,
well, he's asleep, so we might be able to... No, we need not to wake him.
I dare say, I think that is quite a smart plan. Let's not wake the thing.
Really about lying around in the middle of the stream blocking traffic. How dare it.
Lucky bastard.
So what are you going to do to try and get around this thing?
Can we paddle around it? Like, can we, you know, try to use a stick or something?
It's not paddle trap, we might wake it.
It would be taking up the entire kind of entire little stream here. And I will point out, this thing is wearing wizard robes.
He's a wizard croc.
Sits of style these days.
Don't ask, this is what came up.
Okay, he's a wizard
lizard. He's a wizard lizard.
You're a lizard hat. Talk to it, yeah?
I try to say he's a wizard Richard, but he came out with
wizard
a
Richard?
Alright, chaps. I think
he's also named Richard.
Alright, chaps. I think we can maybe talk to this lad. I think
get
maybe
out of your way, you vagabond.
If two of you can hide, and three of us will try talking to it, that way you can sneak up on it if it does anything weird.
So yeah, I'm gonna bow of the boat and shout at the crocodile. Oi, Crocodile Dundee, are you awake?
I love that he did that before we can implement your plan in action, Mr. Rabbit. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yes,
I guess we're just going to wing it.
Yeah, I guess fuck everything. Fuck
one
plans,
of us is a bird.
Right?
Yeah, fuck plans. Plans are for pussies.
Yeah. So is he away?
We just tie this porcupine up.
You see an eye open up and yeah, this thing slowly starts to raise its head.
Who the fuck are you calling?
I'll take point on this one. I'll stand in front of the mouthy porcupine and apologise.
I'm gonna push the rabbit aside and say, hey, I know.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's just back up a wee bit here.
The porcupine leader. Of this
I'm not just gonna let you do that. What are you talking about? No. If you want to push by me, you're gonna have to actually push by me.
Oh, okay. Is that a scrap? I mean.
Yeah, I'm standing in front of you. I'm going to talk to the crocodile. Do you want to push me aside?
Yes. Cause
can I aim to push Cartman off the side, Gertrude off the side, as like he's the
just
cat.
Push Cartman as far as Gertrude.
Right. So let me get this straight.
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy to push the rabbit out of the way because I want to be the first one to talk to the crocodile because yeah, I've got this thing going at the moment. But hang
yeah,
on.
This thing called fucking everything.
Yeah, I'm going to take charge. No, you're not talking to the crocodile. I am.
Okay, but no, I'm gonna push that because I want to scrap that. But I want to check. Jay,
Cartman, roll me a scrap. Cat, roll me a scurry.
Just walk around.
Damn it! Why? No.
All right, so I only have to beat one. That's yep. Good.
Yeah.
And I've got a D8 to do it. Let's see if I can beat a one.
You don't get a one as well.
There, I got a six.
Okay, so explain to me how Cap. Explain to me what the hell's going on here. So
the porcupine tries to barge its way past the bunny, but with its quick reflexes, he does a half spin and sort of just boops the porcupine in the nose with his hind leg out of the way. Making the porcupine spin round and face the entire opposite direction while the bunny starts to talk to the crocodile.
Fair enough. Now there's something you notice about this croc. It has an intimidating aura. It's a passive ability and you're instinctively wary of this thing. It will gain any advantage on rolls in intimidation against you.
All right, I'm going to say apologies, my scaly and well-dressed friend. Sorry for waking you. We are looking to make our way past this point. Are you able to assist?
Where are you thinking of going?
That we have not decided yet.
All this water, rather nice for me.
That's fine. We're leaving the water where it is. We just want to get past.
Water brings down food for me.
I'm sure it does, and there must be quite a bit of food on the way. If you let us pass, then the food will be coming shortly, I'm sure.
I've had rabbit before.
Have you had a foot up your ass before?
Is that a threat there?
My friend was actually asking genuinely if you have ever had foot up the arse. Foot that has been up an arse before. It is apparently a delicacy around the badger parts.
I'm going to want a vibe for this. Give me a vibe and you're going to be... Hey, you've only got to be two. Oh.
Vibe check. What do I have for vibe anyway? I have a D10 for vibe. That's good. I think. Ooh, so beating a two?
Yeah.
I got a 10.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Okay, this thing not only believes you, but it's suddenly very interested in foot up the arse.
Oh, aye, yeah. It's a option for marinade. I'm not sure of the recipe myself, but I hear it is fantastic.
It's got a good gravy.
Yes, but anyway, like I was saying, all we're looking to do here is...
Mr. Rabbit, didn't you say those badgers up the river up there said they had some? You should go up there and get some.
Are you trying to convince this thing now?
No, I didn't say anything. I was talking to the rabbit.
You didn't say anything? Cartman, what is with you today?
He interrupted me to say nothing.
Oh no, it's one of Cartman's oxymorons again.
No, I wasn't talking to the...
Certainly some kind of one.
I wasn't talking to
the thing. Oh, this thing's gasping in. Roll me a vibe.
Wait, me?
Yes.
Okay. Two.
Yeah, no, this thing...
Vibe check!
Tells me you're telling shit.
As my porcupine friend here does occasionally do that, I apologise. It is... retarded. We're getting checked. Don't worry.
Isn't that why we're going down, River?
To put you to the big front of state, were they?
I dare say, Mr. Jacob, would you like me to help talk a way around this?
If you could maybe just help keep the porcupine quiet for now, I think I'm doing all right here.
I think we've kind of assessed that's kind of a tall task.
Tag Gertrude.
I'm going to try and get the conversation back on point. My well-dressed, scaly friend, it is good to trade recipes with you. However, we must be on our way.
I think not. I'm particularly hungry.
Have you ever had porcupine before?
Hey.
Would you like to?
Are you suggesting you're going to sacrifice Gertrude?
I mean,
first
Gertrude's
one.
Very pointy. I don't think it could eat her.
Gertrude, the staple of the freaking podcast, is getting offered up in the first
Gertrude
episode.
She's not without her own defences. I'll just...
Yes, she's quite... pointy. Many spines. See, crocodile, you had a prick in your mouth.
I think an advantage would be to use Gertrude as bait, and we can attack from behind if necessary.
Okay. If you wanna go down that path,
I don't wanna get behind anybody.
Wait.
Let's roll a scrap check.
Are you saying for Gertrude to attack?
No, what I'm saying is we're going to is this crocodile properly just attacking once I say that?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay, so before the crocodile gets a chance to actually get to Gertrude, with my powerful hind leg attack, am I able to actually boop Gertrude onto the shoreline from the tree.
Remember what I said? The shoreline is very, very wet and will essentially sink and do a wet. It's really a shoreline.
Okay. Well, then, can I fire one of my projectiles?
We're supposed to be rolling scrap.
Roll your thing.
To
roll
see
a scrap.
What order we got right.
Roll a scrap. I guess we're just going in for a fight then.
Yep.
Luckily, I've managed to convince it to go for Gertrude first.
Oh.
Yes.
How do we roll initiative order?
So, you need to roll your scrap.
So I've got a d6 for scrap, so I'm rolling and I got a 5. So that's a good shit. Good
shit. Oh, I roll an initiative with advantage. So, hold on, let me...
I have got a nat 1 on scrap. Does that mean I get last?
Oh, 9!
No, a 9.
Got a 9, wow.
Cap, do you also roll initiative with advantage? I think you're a dasher as well, right?
Yes, actually, you might be right about that. Hold on a second, let me just check that. So I got a 5 from my roll. So.
Cartman, I need your...
5.
Again, a plus 2 to dodge attacks.
I get
Does it not say you roll an initiative advantage as well?
Initiative? I don't have that on my sheet here. Is that a dash or a thing?
Yeah, it's Bob and Weave.
Bob and Weave, I've got Swift as the Wind. You gain a permanent plus 2 to dodge attacks. Oh, and you roll initiative with advantage. Yes,
there
I got
you go,
that
buddy.
Here. So I rolled a 5. What does that mean for advantage?
Roll it again.
And see if you get a 6.
Right, okay, I see. I did get a 6, yes. Well done.
Nice.
Very nice, Jake. And the 6. That just basically means you were 1 point more.
Yeah, I had a Gertrude.
So, are you actually going to throw Gertrude to this thing, or...? What was your plan here?
I think so, yes. I think I'm going to be using Gertrude as the initial weapon. Because of her spiky nature, I think using her as a projectile... And with Gertrude having her own projectiles, I think that could be a good way to start the fight.
Right. Cluster bomb.
So, Carmen, I'm going to need you to tell me. You have natural defense, don't you?
Well, yeah, the spider's on my back, but it's not an actual thing. I mean, I have the razor sharp passive. My claws are much larger and sharper. I inflict 2 more damage.
Ah, yes, it fends off would-be biters, you gain plus 1 DR, and you can fling quills. So it doesn't actually say that they would stop you from being eaten, just that it would fend off. So, this is a tricky one. I'm going to say,
well, can
roll
you me...
Just,
I've got this hell on the plate. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, being thrown at a bloody crocodile is going to piss me right off. It's going to throw me into my berserker rage. That's
it's
my
not your turn.
That's the thing, Carmen. It's not your turn. What I'm saying is roll me a scrap and we'll see if you get more than it does. It will not bite you. I need to roll a
d10. Equal dice, at least.
Yeah, equal dice.
Hey.
Okay, so I will
it's going my way. That's good.
You can throw. What will happen is it will try and bite you, but it will get spiked. Roll your spike damage, and we'll see what goes from there. It'll be in your...
What is my spike damage?
D8.
Okay, I'll roll a d8, but I don't know how I knew you knew a d8.
It's in your ability, Animal Talent 2, Denimorn. Okay, so yeah, you basically, as this thing tries to bite you, it'll do 6 damage to its mouth, it will kind of spit you out. Whether or not you hold on, that's to be debatable so far. But I'll say that would be a successful kind of deterrent for a turn for the Gator. Next we have Kalaris Set. What are you gonna do?
Kalaris is going to heft a large bone he's had, like kind of tucked into the back of his claw this whole time as a club, and charge forth. Daddy! He's gonna take a swing at the Gator. Do I roll scrap to see if I hit? Yeah.
Yep.
10.
Oh, that was I guess it's a nat depending on your whatever number we've got, but yeah, that was a natural success for you.
Now for this fight, I will avoid having this thing scurry against Scrap. But essentially, to see if you hit, you would fire it. You would roll a Scrap, and it would roll a Scurry. If it beats it, it miss. But for this kind of fight, I'm going to say it's just ignoring that for now. So you do hit, but what are you hitting it with?
The critter.
Okay. What's
bonk
the...
of eight.
Bonk. Okay.
So I'll roll that. So he's Clarice is going to waddle forward on his two stubby hind legs and raise the club over his head to bonk right on the head, and it's going to do 5 damage.
Okie dokie, that's down to 7 now. So, what the rest of you see is this animal bone being whacked around the gate's face. Now, where this animal bone came from, I don't think any of you lot know, but maybe you should be curious about that one. Jacob, what's happening?
After my successful launching of a porcupine into the face of a crocodile, I am very confident going forward. The bunny reaches into a little pouch in his little bunny-sized fatigues and takes out a large set of keys that he likes to use as a weapon. Spins the key ring around his little paw and splashes at the crocodile's face with the keys.
Roll me this damage straight up, because I say this thing is not going to try and dodge, it's going to just keep on trying. So yeah, just roll me straight up damage.
Alright, 3d4. 9. I rolled two fours there, that's excellent.
Well, yeah, you do end up knocking this thing out. It is sinks to the bottom of the floor. Whether or not it's dead or not, that's...
I dare say you've killed him, Mr. Jacob.
I wouldn't be so sure yet. That thing is large and wet. Let's just keep on going and hope it doesn't come follow us.
And at that point, Gertrude is going to sliver out the water and say, "Who the hell just kicked me off this bloody boat?"
I think you just shut up,
did you fall off the boat?
Thing?
Here, I'll give you a paw to help you up. Gertrude, there's a crocodile in there. Get back in the tree.
Fair enough. Well, after that successful little fight, it was very one-sided, was meant to be. You continue sailing down the piss yellow river at the moment until you end up hitting the shoreline of a vast tarmac wasteland.
The Black Desert.
Ah, looks like London.
I'm a little creeped out by the very creeper old van over there that says free candy. I don't know y'all, but that seems very scary.
You can read. A little bit too much of Lapistan.
You can read.
That is actually a point. I should have asked everyone how are your critters with reading. Can you read real world writing, or can you not?
Well, it doesn't say anywhere, but I would say, considering I went to college for philosophy, I would say I could be.
He has glasses.
Yeah. Yes, I have a monocle for some weird reason. For what it appears.
Reconnaissance in the bunny military. I think that's reading is a prerequisite for that.
I would say that Kolaris can read, but only with a pair of very broken old reading glasses.
I think I just realized, Cap, are you playing a bunny rabbit like from the game Fist?
Kind of.
I kind of realized when you said bunny military, I went, wait a second.
A big set of keys is the best thing I could get instead of an actual mechanized fist.
That would have been awesome.
We'll see by the end of the campaign what we can do for that.
That's an excellent game, by the way. People should play that. Nice wee Metroidvania.
It is a very good game.
I'll add it to my list.
Oh dear.
And by the way, Gertrude cannot read.
Correct.
I think Manny would.
Well, you'll need to remember that.
You're not the first Gertrude that can't read.
Oh no.
Can any of them?
The first season one could. Was
I would say the second one could. I mean, Cap's version of Gertrude could.
I don't think Gertrude ever had to read.
But she is a dwarf. I think she could probably understand dwarvish reading.
She had the stone senses that was pretty good for a couple of the missions, but other than that, she didn't have to read.
Hey, Matt, do you think Fallout Gertrude could read?
Probably. Maybe basic.
Yeah, you're not trying using computers at some point.
Mine canonically could not read. Remember Eden? Was it Eden?
Yeah,
he could.
Enid was teaching her.
Yeah, Enid had to teach her how to read and write.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back to the tale at hand. I will essentially call this the first episode done. Thank you for everyone who stuck around to keep listening to this. It will get better as time goes by. We're just kind of finding our feet at the moment with this season. It's a whole new world and there's not a lot to it at the moment. If you want to find us on Twitter, if you're still there, we are at A Pint of Cthulhu. And same with Blue Sky, we are A Pint of Cthulhu, Blue Sky, whatever the handy thingy is. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.